Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in your business. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode of the Business Behind the Scene. This is episode number 66. Today I'm recording from home. I had a really good weekend. It's Monday and I'm ready to rock and roll for the weekend. Today we're talking about how we need to really stop trying to fake it until you make it. There's way too many people that I look on social media that I just go, really, why are you trying to be more than you are? Why are you trying to fake it? Why are you trying to show something that is not genuine, that is not you? There is this perception around wanting to be there where success is, and there is better than here. So I'm going to do everything I can to fake it, to show people that I'm there. So I just don't believe that that is a strategy. Like, faking it and pretend to be something that you're not on social media to get people to believe that you're something that you're not, I don't think that's a strategy. I just don't think that's going to take you anywhere to success. I don't think that that's going to take you faster to success at all. But what I believe is that you want to have fun with your social media and you want to open up and share with people where you're at. So I think that there is this fine line between people feel like a fraud and they feel like an imposter, and so they want to hide, but they know that they should be posting on social media, so they put a mask on and they go and post from a place of having a mask rather than go, I feel like an imposter, I feel like fake, I feel like I can't show up, I'm afraid of being vulnerable because I'm afraid of telling people the truth, and doing the work in your mind to be able to then show up on social media and take the mask off and be real and vulnerable, because that is the path to success. When people see the real you with the good, the bad, and ugly, with everything that's been happening, that's when we gain success. That's when we get people trust, and that's when people want to be working with us. But I don't believe the phrase fake it until you make it. I just can't stand it. What I believe that this phrase was started with was fake it until you make it means be brave enough and do it anyway, even if you're afraid. That is what I believe. But what people have turned fake it until you make it into is like be an ego and be arrogant until you make it. And that does not work for sure. So I had to really watch and try to understand why people do it and take their judgment away, because obviously the truth is that everybody is doing the best. Everybody is trying to get closer to success. Everybody's trying to find and figure out what is the key to success. And I strongly believe that the key to success is taking the mask off and being vulnerable and showing all the aspects of who we are to our clients on social media, and really opening up to be real, not fake, but real. And so when I do selfies, when I take photos, I take them with the point of showing people who I really am. It's the same when you are going on online dating and people put fake photos of them. And then when people come and see you, what are you expecting? Of course, they expected what you put in the photos, and then they come and see you and they're going to be disappointed, right? So why would you set yourself up for failure? I would never put a photo of me that doesn't look like me, so then I look better and then I get more swipes, and then people are never going to want to date me when they see me face to face, because I've already broke the first number one trust, right? The first thing. So this is the same on social media. If I see a photo of you and that photo is from 10 years ago, and then I meet you and you look nothing like that, then I don't trust you already. I see your insecurities. I see that you're not willing to really show up as you are right now. And I don't believe that people do that on purpose. I do believe that people think that they still look very similar to that. They don't see that much difference in their eyes. But That is because we lie to ourselves. That is go back to the truth of not many people are honest with their own self. People look at the mirror and they say to themselves, oh yeah, I'm not that bad. I'm not that overweight. I'm not that old. I'm not that wrinkly. Oh yeah, I look good. Or they say to themselves, oh, I'm too overweight and they're super skinny. But we lie to ourselves for the reason that our brain want to keep us safe and protected. But those lies are eventually gonna come out on social media and they're not gonna serve you or your clients. So it's been a really big journey for me to discover the truth. And if you've been following me, you would have seen a lot of my posts about the truth, a lot of my lives talking about the truth, a lot of my everything that I've been putting out there, I'm talking about the truth because I have discovered that I was lying to myself in so many ways. And so once I found the truth, then I cannot go back to try to lie. And I think that we all do that. We all lie a little bit to ourselves. And I really had to learn how to be me with the good, the bad, and the ugly, and with the errors and the mistakes and the vulnerability of sometimes not knowing what to do. So I have really worked out a way to help people to be themselves on social media because there's no way you can hide. When you are on social media, you want to come out natural. You want to show people who you really are. You want to show people your personality. I remember I was talking to a friend of mine actually this weekend, and we were chatting at my pool, and we were talking about how it was really hard for her to post on social media. And she was saying, I'm really an introvert. And when I talk to my clients and when I teach and when I'm putting myself out there with my clients, it just comes. I've got this extrovert energy that comes to my body and it comes really natural to me. But when I post on social media, that doesn't come. And so I asked her, what would happen if you had the same energy when you post on social media? She said, well, I will be super fun and I will be making jokes and I will be like, I'm pretty hilarious with my clients. I'm like, okay, why can you not be that on social media? She's like, oh, because I thought on social media I had to be like adding value and teach and educate. I'm like, but you do add value and teach and educate to your clients via humor. If you use humor with your clients, why don't you do that on social media? Oh, but people won't get it because it's typing and it's different. I said, it's fine. Some people won't get it, but some people will. And you would need to be true to yourself. You don't need to do what you think people want on social media. You need to do you. And the right people will find you. Literally, there is some people out there on social media that are really out there, right? And you might not resonate with it, and I might not resonate with it, but it's totally fine. But there will be people that resonate with that. And if they're true to themselves, then I say go for a girlfriend. If that's who you are, and if that's how you want to show up, is that's the full you, then do it. I don't resonate with that. I don't have to do it that way. I do it my way. And what is important is that we don't judge how other people do it because we actually don't know if they're real or not. We don't know if they're being fake or not. What we need to do is to assume that people have been real, that people have been natural and genuine, and that's all we can do. But what happens is that when we start to judge that other people have been faking it, then there is a fear of posting on social media because we're afraid that people will think that of us. So the first thing we need to do is to stop judging others so that we are stopping afraid of being judged. So the question that I wanted to ask you guys is, what makes you you? I really would like to like dig deep. And when are you the best version of yourself? When are you the not just the best version, because sometimes you might not be the best version, but you still are you. So when are you you? So for me, I know for sure that I am myself. I am the best version of me when I dance, when I consistently dance and play piano and spend time with the only boy, my dog, and when I surround myself with friends. I know that that is the core of me. I know that I also need some time for myself and I need my own routine. And When I don't do those things, when I go out of my own routine, that's when I lose myself. I lose the core of who I am. So really do an exercise and write down, when do you feel you? When, what is home to you? What is the things, the activities, the things that you do that makes you feel alive, that makes you feel, this is me. This is the true me. I love doing this thing. It makes me feel excited inside and out. When you find those things, it could be a passion, a quirks, a hobby, whatever that is. When you find that, oh boy, that's when you need to go and show on social media who you are. That's when you need to show up. That's when you need to engage with people. That's when you need to really bring that out, right? Because sometimes when we don't have the confidence of who we are, when we don't know how to be us by ourselves, then obviously we're going to struggle to be us in front of people in social media and other places. So first step is really find out who you are, stop judging others, and then we really need to start to be okay by posting things that are really raw and really us. Now, there's some people that say, but Francesca, why do I have to post things about me on social media when it's got nothing to do with my business? And I said, look, business, it's about relationships. Business is about building relationship with stranger that they might or might not become clients, or they may or may not bring you clients. So social media nowadays is a really great place for us to be vulnerable and be ourselves so that we can build relationship with strangers so that we can grow our business. So it's there and it's free and we can use it. And a lot of the time people get put off by how other people are using social media and they choose not to use it for them, for themselves because they don't want to be that person. So what I say, what if you're doing a disservice to your business because you don't want people to judge you? But what if you're yourself and people see that you're yourself and people see that you have something to give and people see your true colors and they love it and they want more and they want to spend more time with you? Being unique, showing people that you are who you are, it's a huge way for you to really get people to know you and want to buy from you and want to be your clients. But I also find it from a place of I'm not perfect. I don't want to show up on social media pretending to be perfect because I don't want people to think that there's something wrong with them, that they're not perfect, because I am not perfect. So if I just show the part that is my better part, then people are going to think that I'm perfect and there's something wrong with them. And I don't want that. I want people to see that I'm not perfect, that I don't have all of it together, but I'm working really hard to get better at every area of my life, but I'm not there yet. And I don't know if I'm ever gonna be there. And it's okay. And it's all right. But if I hide those bits, then I'm not doing a service to my followers. I'm teaching them a lie. I'm creating this perception on how we should be perfect. So if we all take responsibility of showing the truth, then I think there will be less depressed people out there. There will be less teenagers comparing themselves to other people. It's like, just be real, be honest, and be okay to show up as yourself. Now, one of the things that I learn in business is letting go of judgment. It's a big one. And I have been watching on TikTok. TikTok is a new thing that is out there, and a lot of people have millions of followers on TikTok. And I was very curious to have a look what TikTok is and how does it look like and how people are building that those relationship with people. And guess what? The people that are the most genuine on TikTok and they're showing up without filters, without pretending to be perfect, just being themselves, the people that are having fun with it, those are the people that are having thousands and millions of followers. And the reason why I'm talking about TikTok is because the truth of success nowadays, it determines how honest you are. The more honest you are, the real you are, the taking the layers of the perfectionism, that's what people want to see in any platform. Doesn't matter if you're on Instagram or Facebook or anywhere. Yes, there is branding, and yes, you want to have some professional stuff as well, but also you want to be as genuine as you can, because fake it until you make it just doesn't cut it, just doesn't work. So one of the biggest lesson for me was, how can I stop judging others and be okay with just being me, with the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the bits that I'm not too proud of, and the things that I don't know how that they're gonna look like, and what if I'm just me? Because listen, at the end of the day, if people start to work with you, eventually the real you will come out and they're gonna see it. And so what if we just put that at the beginning? I remember when I first started to speak and my English wasn't correct, someone told me, why don't you go to a voice coach and work on your accent? I said, because this is me. I don't want to have a normal, perfect accent. This is me. I'm Italian. I lived in Spain. I've got this weird mixed accent, and I am okay with that. And if people are not okay with that when they're listening to it, it's okay. It's their stuff. But listen, it took me a long time to accept my accent, to accept that I had broken English, to accept errors, to accept the fact that, I have to have team members that are English speaking to be able to, have a look if my sentence makes sense. I don't want them to correct it to a grammar, to perfect grammar, but I want to make sure that I'm putting my words across, my sentences across, my message across. So I do get my team to check it, but I'd say to them, do not edit and to make it perfect. I just want you to edit it in a way that it's my broken English is still there, but it's understandable for people, right? And so it was a path, it was a journey that I chose to accept that my English is broken English, but hey, it's still there. So my friends, write down all the things that you are afraid of showing to people. Write them all down and write down all the things that you're proud to show to people. And just a little challenge every week, show one thing that you want to share, that you're ashamed of, that you want to hide. Every week, show a little part of that and see how it goes and see how you feel. Don't have to do it all at once, just pick one and start to show it to the world. You will see a massive difference in the loyalty of your followers and in the loyalty of the people that are going to be around it. And the amount of people that will message you and say, wow, thank you for sharing. I needed to hear that. I so appreciate it. Thank you so much. That's what you want. So my friend, I hope that you enjoyed today, and I will see you next week. Have a great day.
Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you have to come check out my Facebook group, Entrepreneurs Abundance Mindset. It's a community of over 9,000 business owners that are also ready to boom their businesses. Don't forget to also hit the subscribe button on this podcast and leave a review so that you can win a ticket to my Invisible to Invincible workshop. I'll see you next week.